It's hard enough for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency to worry about drugs and plutonium being snuck into this country. But last week, agents in El Paso busted a man who was trying to smuggle 756 pounds of Mexican bologna into Texas. Spokesman Roger Meyer joins us from El Paso. Mr. Meyer, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for calling.
And I'm sorry, you've been getting this, I'm sure, all week. Any relation whatsoever to Oscar?
Not at all, but you're not the first to ask.
I'm sure I speak for many U.S. citizens when I thank you for keeping this bologna out of the United States, sir.
A lot of people chuckled when they heard about this, but we're just doing our job, and the goal here is to protect Americans and American interests, be it, you know, cocaine or radioactive devices or bologna that's not cleared for U.S. consumption. You know, you're looking at two health issues there, one the health of the farming industry and one the health of the individual consumer.
756 pounds would suggest they're trying to move it, right?
Absolutely. We have regular seizures occurring where someone may be bringing 5 or 10 pounds of a product across, and that's generally for personal consumption, sharing with family or friends, that type of thing. But something this large is looked at as more of a commercial enterprise. They'd removed the rear seat of this pickup truck, filled that space with these rolls of bologna, covered it with a blanket, and then had the children sitting on top of it to appear more like a bench. You know, one of those tubes of bologna across the border in Juarez may sell for $7 or $8. That's for about, you know, 8 to 10 pounds of bologna. Once it gets across the border, it could go for 5 to 10 times that amount. So there is a profit motive here, as in many illegal activities.
Forgive me, but did people refer to the street value of this bologna?
Well, we haven't heard it referred to as a street value, but it's similar to, you know, narcotics. Buy low, sell high.
Have you ever tried Mexican bologna?
I have personally not, but yeah. They say it's very good. The flavor is somewhat different, and the texture is a little bit different, but I can't say I've ever had it.
Now, you know David Letterman did his top 10 list on this.
Yeah, we did see that. I like the Atkins diet joke.
That's funny, so. That's where he said something like, this is what I'm smuggling.
Smuggle drugs, but everyone's on the Atkins diet now, so, you know.
Yeah, and he had somebody saying, well, actually, this bologna is just for medicinal purposes.
Right, I think that was the number one item.
Mr. Meyer, it's been good talking to you. Thank you very much.
Well, certainly I appreciate the call, and then, you know, certainly if we have an opportunity to talk about anything we do, we look at that as a positive, so thank you.
Thanks very much, Mr. Meyer. Roger Meyer, senior spokesman for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service in El Paso, Texas.